AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Well, here in Spain, this week it's Chris McCann in the hot seat, and we're going to test his predictive powers. So how are your powers today?
Yeah, I've got my crystal ball in front of me, Howard.
Well, so you're well prepared. Well prepared. Well done you. Well done you. We're now in November, and just a few weeks away from the UK's 2025 budget. Last year's budget was a big one, with many aspects also impacting expatriates. And many expect this year's will be similar. So let's ask Chris what tax reforms he and other financial analysts think could be included. So let's start with a background to the budget, Chris. How is the UK economy doing, and how could this impact what tax rises the Chancellor opts for?
Well, as most people are probably aware, it's a pretty dire situation in the UK. Economic growth is weak, driven by lower than expected productivity, higher than expected interest rates, global uncertainty, and the lingering impact of Brexit and the pandemic. Lower than expected economic growth typically means lower than expected tax revenues. At the same time, inflation remains above target, meaning higher borrowing costs for the UK government and individuals. And in this poorer than expected environment, the UK government now has a stark choice: cut spending, increase borrowing, or raise taxes. In her pre-budget speech, time to run live into various breakfast broadcasts, the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, mentioned that she would do what is necessary, and I quote, to protect our public services from a return to austerity and ensure that the economy that we hand down to future generations is secure with debt under control. Now, this to me suggests that she won't be cutting spending or increasing borrowing. And instead, it sounded like she laid the groundwork for a second round of tax increases that would pile further pain on the UK public.
Do you expect the government to keep to its manifesto promise not to raise income tax? Or maybe they're forced to rethink this?
Well, look, prior to the speech, that the Chancellor never expected to make, I don't think, with political constraints and manifesto promises, one would not have expected broad-based tax increases, such as raising the basic rate of income tax. Instead, one would have expected changes to thresholds, tax-based tightening, and raising more revenue from higher earners or from property and capital. Indeed, Rachel Reeves's pledge after last year's $40 billion tax raising package to not come back with fresh demands for higher taxes, it's now clear that the Chancellor may be on the cusp of breaking her vow. The first goal of her speech was to hint heavily, I think, without explicitly saying it, that income tax increases are on the table later this month, in a move that would be a blatant violation of one of the central planks of Labour's manifesto for office in July 2024. All will have to contribute to this effort to repair public finances, she warned. Everyone can see this year has thrown many challenges our way, she added. Now, people close to the decision-making process have said the question inside the Treasury was whether to go for a big income tax rise or instead opt for one called a Swedish smorgasbord of smaller tax rises to fill the fiscal void. If she goes for the former, she'll be the first chancellor to raise the basic rate of income tax since the 1970s. And I'm not sure she would want to be remembered for that, but watch this space.
What are the chances that pensions and inheritance tax are targeted again?
Well, the Labour Party, the Labour government, are keen to avoid raising income taxes on working people. So they could focus on taxing wealth more heavily. While the 2024 budget already targeted inheritance tax, further reforms could be implemented, particularly to gifts. The Chancellor could opt to reduce or remove the current gift reliefs. She could also change the potentially exempt transfer rules by revising the taper relief rate bands that apply and extending the 7 years you need to live after making a tax-free gift, possibly to 10 years or more. Alternatively, she could consider a lifetime cap on the value of gifts that you make before you die. As regards pensions, significant media speculation has focused on whether the Chancellor is considering targeting the 25% tax-free pension commencement lump sum. She could reduce the £268,275 limit or instead lower the 25% tax-free entitlement itself. I mean, there were similar rumours before last year's budget, but this remained untouched. Now, if it's possible that this may no longer be something that is sacrosanct to many people who've saved all their lives via their UK pension schemes.
What about the possibility of introducing a wealth tax of sorts, whether it's similar to Spain's wealth tax or limited to property somehow?
Yeah, speculation over a wealth tax and what form it could take has been building for months, especially after prominent figures within the Labour Party, such as Lord Kinnock, have expressed support for implementing a tax on the wealthy. In July, a cross-party group of MPs called for a debate on wealth tax, suggesting an annual 2% tax on assets over 10 million would raise around 24 billion a year. The Chancellor is perhaps more likely to opt, if at all, for a tax on higher value property than on total wealth. For example, she could replace stamp duty with an annual tax on high value property, potentially homes over 500,000. Council bans have not changed since 1991 and could be updated so that high value properties stroke regions pay more tax while lower value ones pay less. Another option is to amend the capital gains tax exemption for private primary residences, so homes over a certain amount become subject to tax. Now, while a wealth tax would be a bold move, other countries impose full or partial versions already. As we are aware, Spain levies a tax on worldwide wealth. France used to, but now limits it to real estate assets, while Portugal applies a tax on local high-value properties.
Well, it's interesting. We'll soon find out, won't we?
We will indeed. Not long to wait now.
Yeah, volatile times. One thing that isn't volatile is the Blevins Franks website, because it's always there, 24 hours a day, 365 days a week.
It is. And listeners who are interested in today's topic or would like to contact one of our local partners can visit our website, which is blevinsfranks.com. They will be able to access all the contact numbers for our local partners. And if they so wish, they will be able to fill in a contact form and somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch to suggest the most appropriate next step.
Many thanks, Chris. Thank you for being topical.
It's a pleasure, Howard. Speak to you soon.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc. See.